Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're back with more Pomp and Joe Show on a frigid Monday in Pittsburgh. 412-928-9370. Austin, we've been asking people if they're going to go to the games, and some are, some aren't, but I know you have some callers to that degree.
Yeah.
People who may be on their way there.
Our guy Jay in Columbus is going to the game. How about that?
Jay, are you driving right now?
Hey, good morning, guys.
How are you, Jay? You're driving right now, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll get there around 3. Got field passes, and the only thing that scares the living daylights out of me is Mike Tomlin and Artie Smith not going all out and throwing the ball down the field and trying to break the number one peanut brittle and the all of professional football in half tonight.
Well, so, how about you? We just said the winds are going to be like 18 miles an hour. I don't know if that's going to affect the passing game. It may affect the kicking game. Who knows? I want to ask you about your tickets now. You've had are you a season ticket holder, or are you just somebody who goes once in a while?
No, my uncle owns a bar, and one of his distributors gave us really, really good seats and field passes tonight. So
you are going to miss it no matter what. No, I don't care if it was Snowmageddon, or you're going to show up, right?
No, this is like $1,000 each, and that's
yeah. Yeah, so, Joe, is driving from Columbus, and he's not going to miss the game no matter what the temperature was.
A dedicated man. I do. I think there are a lot of people, well, I was going to say sell your tickets, but like I said, Crowley's brother said $20 a piece. So what are you even going to get for that if you don't go?
Well, Jay has field passes, though, too, so he doesn't want to miss that.
I wouldn't want to miss it either, and I admire your dedication, Jay. Who are you picking?
I think no way Mike Tomlin screws this up. 27-6.
Oh.
Mike Tomlin, Bob, we appreciate the call, has never
safe
lost.
Safe travels, Jay.
Safe travels, a Monday night home game. How about that?
Yeah. It's funny how that works because Thursday, the opposite happens.
And they stink in primetime this year.
I just don't understand how that works or what are the reasons for it other than, you know, players rise up, they get excited about this, they have their color rush uniforms on tonight. I often wonder that, too. Sometimes fans get really into the uniforms and superstitions about it. I love their I wish those were like the regular uniforms. I love them. The color rush, you know, the black and gold standing out the way they do.
Bob, are the Dolphins any good, or do they stink? That's another question.
Well, they were 1-6. I think you have to give credit to them. They fired their GM, and ever since, things have changed. I don't know how that, you know, adds up for anything, but Mike McDaniel has survived, and not only that, he's got them right back into this. So I would imagine they're pretty high on what he's done, and what he's done has changed the way they played. They were careless with the football, making mistakes in the air, and they have totally almost like taken the ball away from Tua.
I mean, they have one really good win the whole year. That's at home against Buffalo on November 9th. So that was over a month ago. 30-13, they rose off the mat. Since then, it's been the Commanders in overtime, the Saints by four, and the Jets. And everybody beats the Jets. For all I know, Bob, this team absolutely stinks.
Yeah, I mean, that's impressive to think of their only one win is against the Bills and everything else. But look at the Steelers. I think David Todd put out there today an interesting win total. They've beaten all the teams that are really good. And they lost to Cincinnati. But the teams that they have beaten, you know, New England included, Indianapolis included, Baltimore, who else they beat?
Minnesota.
Minnesota. Those,
Cleveland.
You know, there are teams that had high expectations or were supposed to be better teams, and they beat them. You know, you can argue that if the New England Patriots and Steelers would play again, that might be different.
Well, that's where the kernel of hope lies with the Steelers. They did actually beat New England, even though they kind of got carved up on defense that day and didn't do a lot offensively. They wound up getting a win in Foxborough. And other than that, Indianapolis, when they were rolling, they pretty much ended Indy's season that day in some respects, Bob. They just hammered them, and the Colts haven't been the same since then, have they?
No, they haven't. And Daniel Jones going out was tough for them, to the point where Phillip Rivers had to come in. Did you watch his game, by the way? He did okay for someone who hadn't played in 5 years against a good Seattle defense. He was okay. He didn't make big plays.
The one play where he sacked himself was a little worrisome.
Well, when I saw that, I thought, oh, there goes his ACL, his PCL, his MCL, and all the L's, because it felt kind of odd. But he got back up and moved.
He did move. He did move
he
forward.
Moved.
Yes. 412-928-9370. Limits.
Emmanuel and Carnegie is going to the game. He's braving the weather.
What's up, Emmanuel? How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm not sure in about, I don't know, 8 hours from now, but we'll see.
You're going to be bundled up in Steeler gear like Limits is every day?
Or maybe shirtless.
But definitely going to be bundled up. I think the Steelers are going to win this ball game, neither in a blowout fashion. Probably a 20-10 game. I think it's going to be low scoring. And if it doesn't happen, I think we might lose. This could be that trap game. I don't believe in trends. The Monday night trends are being
Why would that be like, considered a trap game when you're the Steelers who are bare, 7-6 and they're 6-7? That doesn't seem like a trap game. Trap games normally involve, right, 10-3 teams going playing down to somebody.
Yeah, I just don't like when everybody picks one team. Like I said, when we played against the Colts, everybody went against us. Now everybody's saying, like, oh, this game we're going to take for granted. We're going to beat the Dolphins. Dolphins, they do got talent. They got a little bit of – they're on a little bit of a run right now. So I'm a little worried, but I think we'll know by halftime how the game is going to go. If it's close, Dolphins might pull it out. But I think we're going to win in a blowout, to be honest.
50-minute mark on the fan. We appreciate the call, Emmanuel. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. And the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. Limits, who's next?
Here is Ginny from Ohio Pile going to the game.
Hi, Ginny. Bob's been to Ohio Pile. He went whitewater rafting there.
Beautiful place.
Oh, did you?
No.
That's great. You guys
I drank a glass of Cabernet and I watched my wife do it.
What's that, Ginny?
You guys should come out and hike the Laurel Highlands hiking trail with me.
I would love to. If I could only get Bob out of the house, I think he'd do it too.
The modern version of roughing it for me is a bottle of brandy and a bubble bath. I don't think I'm going to be joining you there, Ginny.
But maybe a bubble bath?
I like bubble baths. They're underrated. Nice. Sorry to interrupt, Ginny. Go ahead.
What's on your mind, Ginny?
Okay, so we're going to the game, my husband and I, because it'll be the last game he can go before his knee replacement on Thursday. Geez.
Good luck to him.
Thank you. But we're going to be more than warm. We hike and climb and do mountaineering in this kind of weather. So we have jackets, long underwear, good socks, good boots, hats, and gloves that I guarantee you, even if it's sub-zero, we will be sweating.
You know, one of the things that Jenny, you know about outerwear, but you know, I've seen these vests now that come heated, like they're battery operated. Do you have any of those? Joe, have you ever thought of those? They're, like, really good, apparently.
No, only because I don't know how well they work. There's a place in Seattle, Washington, called Feathered Friends that'll make sub-zero, like, coats and jackets for you. And a couple years ago, my husband got me one when we were going to climb in Nepal. And actually, it came out to be black and gold. And it was kind of custom-made to fit me, but it's really cool because now it's like a Steeler jacket because it's black and gold.
You buried the lead there.
It goes. Pardon me,
Jenny. Have you climbed Mount Everest?
Oh no, I just started climbing, and I'm old now. But I've done 49 of the high points in every state.
Wow!
Wow, that is impressive. Wow.
What's the highest mountain you ever climbed?
One in Nepal, that was like 18,000 feet.
Do you sleep over then, Bob, if you climb a mountain that high?
What is the temperature change from ground to... I mean, you got to really
Absolutely.
I remember the only place I've been like that is a place called Haleakala in Maui.
And in Hawaii, right.
Yeah, we went above the clouds, and the temperature change, it was like 80 down below. You get up there, and it's like 10.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And it's a beautiful, if you've never done that, Joe, you should do that.
So what do you do when you climb? I will do that, Bob, and thank you for the suggestion. When you climb a mountain in Nepal, Ginny, do you sleep at base camp? Do you have to acclimate and everything else? Do you have Sherpas leading you? How does that work?
Well, it's nice because you do have Sherpas and porters. So your pack isn't heavy, that you're not lugging like a 50-pound pack like you would do if you did Mount Rainier. So you usually sleep at high camp before you go make the summit. So a lot of these mountains will have something called a high camp. So it's the closest part that you can get before going up to the peak. So, a lot of times you'll have stops along the way, to get acclimatized or to spend some time, before your next day to move up higher. And it's interesting and a lot of fun. It's a great pastime.
Well, there's a former Steeler that I became friends with, Craig Hanneman. He was a defensive lineman. In fact, it was his fault, the Kenny Stabler touchdown right before the Immaculate Reception. So like he says, without me, there would be no Immaculate Reception. Well, he became a mountain climber who has climbed Mount Everest. So I became fascinated with that whole pursuit. And I think that Bob and I will climb. And I think he, by the way, put a terrible towel, I think. Don't quote me on this. I think he put it on the top of Everest. Did you put a terrible towel on the top of the mountain in Nepal?
Well, you can't leave. You can't. There's a rule called leave no trace. So I've taken not terrible towels, but I've taken pirate flags like to the top of mountains and taken pictures with, the Jolly Roger. But no, you don't leave stuff at the top of a mountain.
But did you leave the Jolly Roger there? And that's why the Pirates haven't won in a while?
No, absolutely not.
I bring it right back.
Okay. That's actually awesome.
I admire your adventurous nature. I think that's great. I need to do more of that. Joe, maybe we should climb somewhere.
Little known fact, Bob, I did some mountain climb. Well, I really didn't. I tried to scale like rock climbing, Ginny, in West Virginia this year, where I was on.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I had like a belt fastened around me, and you can just rappel off the side of the rocks where you're hanging in midair.
How physically demanding is that? Seriously,
Bob, I only made it up like 20 feet, okay, and then I got scared.
I was going to say, that's the other part of that.
Physically demanding.
Very demanding. Bob couldn't do it.
No, I
couldn't
do it, man.
That's nice of you to remind me of my inadequacies. Thank you very much.
The other thing that's cool, Joe, is if you ever want to try ice climbing.
I can see you doing that. You need a pickaxe.
Yeah, a pickaxe.
You need two of them, one for each hand, and then you need crampons that are ice climbing crampons, so you're digging your feet in and your hands and have 3 points of contact all the time.
That is really awesome that you have done that. It really is.
I applaud you. I'm also very much in awe of you, Ginny, because I don't think I'd ever be caught ice climbing anywhere.
Ginny, I get scared when I stand on a chair.
Oh, you can't. No, I mean, just try it. I mean, you know, go up to the Adirondacks up in upstate New York, or go to the Whites up in New Hampshire. And, you know, the weather's brutal up there. The mountains aren't as high as they are out west, but it's beautiful. And if you want some nice hikes, I recommend those places.
For snacks, do you include pork rinds, Ginny?
I love pork rinds, but no, because they'll get all smashed. I use peanuts, cashews, jerky, and dried fruit, like dehydrated apples.
I'm wondering why a cashew or something salty if you start coughing or something. I mean, that doesn't seem like a snack you'd take up the ice
pick. Bob, the salt helps with your metabolism, right, Ginny?
Exactly.
Yeah, but how about if the cashew gets stuck in your neck or something?
Stop questioning Ginny, Bob.
Sorry, Ginny.
No, nobody's choking going up the mountain. I mean, we chew our food.
Bob keeps interrupting you with these horrible questions.
No, I'm just fascinated that you didn't include beef jerky. That's all. If you're going to take all that other stuff.
She said jerky.
You know what I do? Yeah, sometimes jerky.
Okay.
Turkey jerky because I try to eat healthy. Beef jerky because of the salt and stuff. Yeah, I've taken that.
Do you have room for some alcohol by any chance in case you get really nervous and you need to calm down those nerves?
I'll have a drink afterwards, but I will carry the extra weight with alcohol, so no.
Okay.
I can't imagine the exhilaration of being at the peak of a mountain in Nepal. That must be awesome.
Well, it's funny because every time when I was there with my guide when we did the Annapurna trek and passed one of the highest passes in the world when we went over it, I would say, like, what's that mountain and what's that? And he would laugh and he would say, well, that's a hill. And I said, what do you mean a hill? He said, in Nepal, we only call mountains anything over 20,000 feet. And I said, wow. I said, so then in the U.S., we really only have one mountain, which is Denali, and nothing in the lower 48 anywhere near 20,000 feet. So, you know, you have a real lesson when you go over there and see actually their 8,000-meter mountains compared to, like, what we don't have here.
That's pretty cool that you've done that. Leave your number, if you would, Ginny, with Limits, and I will come out to Ohio Pile or thereabouts, and we can hike. I would love that.
Oh, absolutely. The trail is 70 miles long, and if you would be up for it, we could try to push out that trail in 3 days.
Holy bird milk. I might want to start with like 1 mile, but at some point we could. I'll definitely go on a hike, though. Thank you for the call.
That was great,
Enjoy
Jenny.
The game.
Enjoy
Good
the
luck
game.
To your husband with the knee replacement.
Yes, exactly.
And leave Limits
and
your number
Steelers.
Here. And go Steelers.
And go Steelers.
Limits? Bob, that's incredible. I admire
I do too.
That.
I do too. I just, you know, sometimes you get high in the sky on these things and I get nervous. I've been like I said, at the top of a snow, what is that thing called? The luge, the bobsled, to see far that down is. And man, that's scary.
It takes
guts.
You
go to ski lift, ski jump. I mean, it's just incredible.
There's no doubt it takes
and
guts.
And I imagine the exhilaration would be something.
Tough. Yes, it would. Craig Hanneman talked to me about that, about when he climbed Everest. I did a whole piece on that. Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Cloudy today, a high of Caleb Johnson, 20. I hope, well, it's probably the only time his name gets mentioned today, Bob. Is he ever going to carry the ball? Feels like zero, a low of 9, Chris Boswell. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Limits, that was a mighty interesting conversation, especially the part where Ginny said she does, in fact, at times indulge in pork rinds.
Yes, the pork rind portion of that conversation was kind of surprising. I wonder what Ginny would do to recommend to me when even I get to the top of a ladder, I'm afraid of heights.
Me too,
yeah,
man.
There has to be some gradual, you know, acclimation with that. You can't just suddenly go to the top of a, or I'd have to go step by step.
At some point.
Are you good on roller coasters? Have you ever done that?
I hate roller coasters.
Me too.
I hate them with a passion. Every time I'm going up real slow, waiting for what some people call a thrill, I get very angry and say, why did I do this? Right?
Wouldn't that be funny to have a GoPro on him as he's going up? Oh, holy bird milk. Oh, my goodness.
We got to see him on the steel curtain or, you know, that ride that goes upside down multiple times at Cedar Point.
Oh. When's the last time you were on a real roller coaster, Bob? Not the Jackrabbit.
Probably never. And honestly, I do have a physical limit card that I have to use every now and then because of heart surgery. So I'm not going to press that issue at all.
Yeah.
I don't want to get myself into trouble. I do like, you know, rides that are like the parachute ride at Kennywood and those kinds of things. I just don't want to go up so high and have a precipitous drop in.
That's pretty much all I think about when I'm up there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.